what I would be wanting to encourage people to do is to believe in Jesus as a Saviour who doesn't come to change the world by magic, but who through his own example of his life and through the power of his Holy Spirit empowers us and motivates us to be our best selves. And I was thinking about this a little bit, during the week I was at the concert of the Sligo Academy of Music, and it was really fantastic and see all these young people who are able to work together to produce music. And, that in itself is an indication of what can happen when people actually work together. But it started me thinking about some of the Christmas music that we hear, some of which is awful and some of which is lovely. But one of the images that has come to me a bit over the last few weeks is, that piece by Johnny Mathis, When a Child is Born. It talks about how a ray of hope flickers in the sky and a tiny star lights up way up high, and all across the land there's a brand new morn that comes to pass when a child is born. And then it goes on and it talks about how the child will grow up and turn tears into laughter and hate to love and war to peace and so on. And we begin to ask ourselves, so what happened? Did he not succeed? And I think part of the reason for that is because, like many of the people in the time before the birth of Jesus, we still kind of expect a Messiah who will arrive with an army and, drive out the enemy and solve all the social problems. And God knows there are plenty of them and at the moment, between social problems in our own country and the huge difficulties with war and famine abroad. But I think the thing that we need to see is that I suppose our Christian faith will tell us that God gave us the gift of free will and reason. And Jesus coming really was helping us, was about inspiring us to use those gifts to be our best selves, and therefore, and in that way to bring about the new dawn, so to speak. And so if there's going to be peace on earth, it's not going to be because simply a child was born in a stable, but it's because people follow Jesus and try to put into practice the principles that he taught us. And in a sense, he was, as a child born into homelessness, he became a refugee. Again, if we're going to solve those problems in our own society, it's not just because he's born in the stable, but it's because we believe in him and actually try to follow his teaching and his example in our own lives. So I suppose what I'm saying to people is, don't always assume that the leader is going to do everything. The leader's role is to motivate and to encourage and inspire.